Officials that help the homeless in the Fargo-Moorhead area are calling the issue a crisis. Joining me now with plans to address this are FM Coalition to End Homelessness Executive Director Chandler Esslinger and United Way of Cascade Director of Community Impact Taylor Sivertson. Or is it Sivertson? Hopefully I pronounced it correctly.
Thank you so much. Great to be with you. This is Taylor Sivertson. Austin, great to be on, and this is Chandler.
Okay, thank you for both for joining me. This is a big issue that includes a lot of partners, whether it be from the city, the state, the county, and then also nonprofits like yours. Last month, the city commission announced it will start banning camping in the city starting March 23rd. Deputy Mayor Denise Kolpak has said there are only 7 camps in the city, which is down from 40 that were there last year. How is coming along to help those who are still camping before the end of March?
Yeah, so, you know, the city and Fargo Cass Public Health and their harm reduction division are key partners of the Coalition to End Homelessness. And what we're focused on right now as we are thinking about what are the community-wide plans we want to adopt, it's really focusing on how do we make sure that there are available housing opportunities and that we're moving folks who are experiencing homelessness into permanent housing. That certainly includes people who are unsheltered, who may be camping, and it is also about people who are currently living in shelters and helping them move out of that situation as quickly as possible. So we're really focused on the systems level approach to those types of symptoms of homelessness we see in our community and addressing them kind of, you know, with all of the partners who have a role to play.
Now, since the City Commission meeting on December, I believe, 23rd, what other plans do you and your organizations have to address the homelessness issues? What have you gotten since then?
Yeah, so we have kind of outline some 30, 60, 90-day proposed objectives that really hinge on being able to convene all of the partners in the homelessness response system. And we do have plans to convene a small group of those stakeholders on Monday. And that's where we'll start to really have an opportunity to dig into what are some of the themes that we all agree on or some of those best practice solutions, and then start to outline what are the things that we need as partners and as a system in order to deliver on that. And so we are convening, we are working to build consensus, and then we will be able to report out once we've had, you know, several different meetings with our stakeholder groups to the community about what exactly that's going to look like and the outcomes associated with those plans.
Taylor, how is your group working with the coalition and other city, county, and local leaders?
Austin, thanks for the question. You know, United Way of Cascade has been deeply involved in our community's strategic initiative to prevent homelessness for about a decade. And we have been investing in programs and partnerships that work and work well. And the challenges our community is facing is an increase in homelessness and some of those related challenges that Chandler has mentioned. And so we know that we need to help increased capacity for those organizations that are already doing great work. The FM Coalition to End Homelessness has been a longstanding partner of United Ways, and our role is really to respond to community needs and work to lift families out of poverty. And this related consequence of poverty and community challenges of homelessness is one of the things that we've been deeply focused on for a long time.
Mayor Dr. Tim Mahoney, that is of Fargo, has announced plans for a deflection center to have 30 organizations that will help the homeless in one place. Do you and both of you and your organizations planning to be part of that? And do you think that this is a good thing to build on to help alleviate homelessness issues?
Yeah, so from the coalition's perspective, there are many of our partner agencies that currently outreach and provide services at the Downtown Engagement Center location. And I would imagine those partnerships would continue into whatever future the Engagement Center takes with the addition of this deflection center. We know that an engagement center like this is an important piece of being able to serve people efficiently and effectively who are experiencing crisis, especially that crisis of homelessness. However, However, right now, the United Way and the Coalition and our partners are really more focused on those community-wide initiatives that help alleviate the pressure of homelessness, especially this increasing homelessness that we're seeing. And so although the future of the Engagement Center has a role to play, a deflection center certainly has a role to play in those plans, we want to think really comprehensively and community and region-wide about what these additional strategic outcomes look like.
Taylor, have there been discussions about your organization taking part in this deflection center if it in fact comes to fruition?
We are in alignment with the FM Coalition to End Homelessness and as part of, again, those service providers who are engaged in providing services at the Engagement Center or the future of the Engagement Center. We know that, again, this is part of our community's response, but when we think about a region-wide approach across the river, across borders, we're really looking at a system-wide approach to address homelessness that involves many, many partners and many programs and services that will meet people's needs at a variety of stages.
Chandler, we spoke about the Warming Center once it was moved to the Fargo Cass Public Health Building off of 25th Street. Are you seeing a full capacity there?
You know, I would really have to look to my colleagues at the city and Fargo Cass Public Health to speak to that specifically. But what I can say is that in conversation with our winter warming and shelter providers, it sounds like there is some additional capacity at the Winter Warming Center, which is great news because it means that we're not only meeting the needs of a certain segment of the population who benefits from that service, but there's a little bit more availability for those who may need it as well. And so I would just echo what I've heard from the city and public health and the Engagement Center by saying, if you or someone you know is in need of winter shelter or winter warming, please encourage them to reach out to the Downtown Engagement Center and figure out how they can get connected with them to understand if that's the best option for their overnight shelter needs.
And those who may not be aware, what kind of services does the United Way serve for those that are homeless or may become homeless?
That's a great question, Austin. So here at United Way, we do not provide direct services, but instead we support that system or network of homelessness service providers. And our focus is on lifting families and families with children out of poverty. And again, a specific focus on the prevention and diversion efforts that are going to keep people from experiencing homelessness in the first place. But we have a wide variety of partners that we work with. And we work towards this collective impact in our community to make sure that all organizations are working towards similar shared community goals.
And Chandler, what does the someone who may not be aware of your organization, what does the FM Coalition to Prevent Homelessness do other than the obvious, trying to prevent homelessness?
Yeah, so we are a membership-based coalition of over 70 different partner agencies across the region, both Cass and Clay counties. And so we work in partnership to achieve permanent solutions to homelessness through prevention and those resolution strategies. So our ultimate goal is to make homelessness rare, brief, and one time. And it is us really operating as that convener and collaborator amongst different service providers to maximize their overall impact. That's the role the coalition plays. And so we really rally around those evidence-based practices that we have data to show work to prevent and end homelessness in our community. And so we're playing that connecting role. We're uplifting our partners, the experts who know what works in our community. And so that's really what we do. We don't provide any specific emergency services, but we are here to support our partner agencies in achieving their missions.
Taylor, Chandler, thank you for joining me on this important issue that a lot of people have had a lot of thoughts and opinions about, and good luck on your efforts.
Thank you, Austin. We appreciate you. Thank you.
All right. Thank you so much, ladies.